Chapter 14. Find That Ruby. A soldier. Suddenly, the original story comes back to me. The final person to solve the mystery of where the princesses went every night was an old soldier. He's the one Minerto was supposed to give the invisibility cloak to, and he was the one who was supposed to spy on the sisters and marry the oldest princess. Prince Jean must have been the last person to try to win the contest before this soldier. Wait, I cry. I know who you are. You were going to try to win the contest. You went to see Minerta, didn't you? And she gave you an invisibility cloak.
Yeah, and I would have won if you two hadn't helped him.
I hear the soldier's voice call out from across the room.
I guess Minerta made more invisibility cloaks after all, Jonah says.
Just then, the crown is yanked from Una's hand and disappears.
Oh no! Una screams. He has the crown!
Guards! Find that soldier!
The king bellows.
How can we find him if we can't see him?
One of the guards responds. Everyone in the room, guards, princesses, guests, starts reaching in front of them, trying to grab the thief that they can't see. It looks kind of like a dance recital, actually. A chaotic one. A woman screams,
"Someone stole my purse!"
A man screams,
"Someone stole my wallet!"
A kid screams,
"Someone stole my lollipop! I was licking it!"
What is wrong with this soldier? Taking a lollipop someone else was licking? That's just gross.
You can't stop me if you can't see me.
The soldier's voice cackles from one side of the room.
So much good stuff in here, and it's all going to be mine, mine, mine. I deserve it all, even the lollipop.
The voice keeps moving around the room. As soon as I think it's in one area, I hear him in another. If only we could see him. Suddenly, I have an idea.
Jonah, give me our cloak.
Jonah picks up the cloak from his feet and tosses it to me.
Here.
Why? I throw it over my head. Because I can see myself when I'm under it, so maybe I can see the soldier too. I spin around, and there he is. It worked. The soldier is holding a giant bag that's bursting with stuff, and he's trying to climb out the window.
He's right there, I point.
We can't see where you're pointing, Jonah says. You're invisible.
By the second window, I say. The guards start to run over, but Terry's one step ahead of them. Literally. She does a perfect flying leap through the air and lands right by the second window. Wowza. I wonder if Dewes has an Olympic team. She could take home gold for gymnastics. Terry yanks off the soldier's invisibility cloak. The soldier tumbles to the ground, the bag of stolen goods skittering out of his hand. The guards immediately rush over and grab him.
That was amazing,
Prince Jean tells Terry. She beams. Una picks up the bag of stolen goods and starts returning things to people.
Curse you, wall!
The soldier sputters. Una frowns, glancing back at the soldier.
If Abby and Jonah hadn't come along, one of us would have had to marry this jerk? She asks.
Yep, I say. And I know for a fact it was going to be you. She shivers.
Whew. Thank you.
No problem, I say. Here you go, Una says, placing the ruby back in my hand.
I hope it helps your friend.
Me too, I say, holding it tight. The last item Una takes from the bag is the crown. She puts it on her head.
Guards, she says regally, please take this soldier away. It's my time to rule.
Time. Oh, no! I glance at my watch. It's 6:59 in the morning back home.
Come on, Jonah, I say. We have to find the portal now.
Can we say goodbye first?
Jonah asks. And so we do. We hug every single princess goodbye. We even hug Prince Jean and King LePere. I give extra hugs to Ellie, Twyla, and Terry. I'm going to miss them.
Where's the portal, Abby? Jonah asks, looking around. Maybe it's that platter of cookies,
he suggests, pointing to the buffet. It would be fun to jump into a platter of chocolate chip cookies and eat a few on the way back to Smithville, but unlikely. Still, I knock on the platter 3 times. Nothing. I take a few cookies to go anyway.
Maybe that huge clock in the hallway? I suggest.
We run out of the dining room and over to the clock. We knock. Nothing. And suddenly I know.
Jonah!
I cry.
The trap door!
His eyes light up.
Yeah! I bet it's that.
I go running down the hall and stop when I realize Jonah isn't following me. I turn around.
Jonah, come on!
He frowns.
What if when we get home, Prince has forgotten me? What if he's decided he wants to be Mary Rose's dog forever?
I walk up to Jonah. Prince is our dog, I assure him again. He may like Mary Rose, but he won't leave you. I'm sure of it.
I hope not, he says.
Come on, I say, and start running again. This time, Jonah follows.
Phew.
In the princess's bedroom, I knock on the trapdoor 3 times. I see the sides of the trapdoor start glowing purple. I was right. I'm about to open the door when I realize something. I'm still wearing the pink princess uniform. Just then, Ellie and Twyla walk into the bedroom.
Ellie!
I cry, relieved. Do you know where my clothes are? The hoodie and t-shirt and jeans I was wearing last night? Ellie frowns.
Probably in our closet, she says.
She hurries to the closet and peeks inside.
Oof. I don't see your clothes, Abby. It's a mess in here.
We don't have time, Jonah tells me worriedly.
Here, take these,
Ellie says, tossing me the outfit she wore to the dance party our first night, the red tunic and striped leggings.
I have plenty of other outfits, and you can keep my uniform, too. I won't need to wear it anymore.
Thank you, Ellie, I cry. Hopefully she or one of the other princesses can get good use out of my hoodie, t-shirt, and jeans.
Bye,
Ellie and Twyla call. I fling open the door. The steps are a swirling purple haze.
Smithville, Mary Rose, and Prince, here we come.
I take Jonah's hand, and down we go.